Yeah. All right. Let's roll here in 3, 2, and 1. Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. An event coming up this fall. We talked about it, I think, probably about 5, 6 weeks ago, the Mercer County Sing-Off. It's an event that's going to help raise some additional funding that's needed for the Mercer County High School Auditorium Project. And I know that project in full swing down at the high school. It's the Mercer County Sing-Off, and you need to mark it on your calendar. It'll be Saturday, October the 6th. There's two shows, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Now, the last time we talked to Sue Hiscox and Mary Flint, we were seeking acts for this event. And I can't remember what the deadline was to sign up, but the acts are ready to be announced. Drum roll, please.
Okay.
That's a bad drum roll. But anyway.
Thank you, Jim. We are very excited about the sing-off. And we now have the 12 teams that we're able to publicize. And I'll just go down the line, and they are the Fans in the Stands, the Aledo United Methodist Church, Trinity Presbyterian Church, the Steve Brown Family, the Brent Bigham Group, the Bridge Between, which is an Aledo High School show choir from the 70s, Mercer County Intermediate Ukulele Group, Mercer County High School Music Theory Group, the Local Vocals, which is a group that Sam Wan, a music director at the junior high, is putting together, Mercer County High School Show Choir, the Linda Schrock Family, and the Harmonies of Grace. So we have a wide variety of teams are going to be competing.
All right, so that's a good start. There's no question about it. So what happens now? Explain how the competition works and the fundraising mechanism of how this is going to work.
Okay. The teams now have, from the time they got their group together until October 6th, to perfect their songs and their routines, so to say. And it's extremely important to be very creative when they put something together. And then the fundraising will be that night, and it'll be on the same premise as the Dancing with the Stars was, where people can vote with their money in the boxes, and whoever raises the most money will be called the Fan Favorite Award. But we will also have Judges' Choice Awards, and the judges will choose a winning team from the 4 o'clock show, and then they'll choose a winning team from the 7 o'clock show. So that should be fun, too.
Do you want to... Is the identity of the judges released, or is that a big secret?
It's not a big secret.
Okay.
The judges are Kim Sheets, Rex Johnson, and Dave McKnight. And they're going to give their little...
2 cents.
2 cents about every little team that comes out and takes part, and it should be a fun thing.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So are you surprised about what you got? I mean, I'm kind of surprised you got 12 acts stepping forward. That's a full day and night of entertainment, really.
It is. You know, we had 12 for Dancing with the Stars. So when we got this brilliant idea about having the Mercer
County
Sing-Off.
Did you have to turn it away or not? No? Was it limited to the first 12 or not?
Not really. You know, we were hoping to get 12 just like you. Anything new and different, you know, the committee met and it's like, boy, we really hope we can get 12 because 12 works so well for Dancing with the Stars. It's a nice hour and a half to not quite 2 hour show. And, you know, it's good to, once you have everybody there, to have several groups. And we had a lot of people approach us. Now, we did have a couple groups say, you know, if you got really desperate, we would be glad to do it.
Those are the acts I
want
to
see. They're the ones. No, they would have been really good.
Nothing, you don't perform. I mean, when you're desperate, man, you can perform better, right?
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. Yeah. The fans in the stands, that's yet to be seen what that one's going to be. But no, you know what I mean? Like they said, really, if you're looking for like team number 12 or something, we'll try to put something together. So we did have some additional interest, but these are the 12 that we really were so thrilled stepped up to the plate, because anytime you do something for the first time, people are apprehensive and don't totally know what they're getting into. But I'll tell you what drew all of these groups in was helping the auditorium.
Yeah,
and that's really what it's for. From the beginning in the 1950s, I think 1954 when the high school opened, that auditorium has been in service. And as I said last time I talked with you, anybody who's ever been there for like a baccalaureate, for a school play, for a concert, those seats were rough. And the whole auditorium is being remodeled as we speak this summer. I talked to Mr. Petrie last week, and he said it's on schedule, if not even a little ahead of schedule. There's been asbestos removal. All the seats have been removed. They're going to be putting in wonderful padded. The backs are padded. The seats are padded. Seats, they're repainting. They're doing acoustical tiles and putting in a sound system and lights. What this is for, you know, because people that are listening, probably, well, the school already remodeled the auditorium. There's going to be things that to really make this the top-of-the-line auditorium in the area that we want it to be, there's going to be things that come up that are going to cost money. Or, you know, you get a sound system, but boy, with a few more thousand dollars, you could really get a good sound system. That's what this is for, is enhancements to the already great new auditorium that's going to be coming in the fall.
And also you can say to those people that, well, you just do stuff for sports.
Every time I'm on with you, you know that I have
very generous,
multiple stories about mostly the track project.
You always tell people, well, if you want to do that, do that. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't do that.
Don't do it.
The same people doing it again.
Right. So,
give yourself a pat on the back. So, yeah, let's go.
Well, here we are again. But it's Kyle Lloyd. I might mention the committee members. Sue Hiscox and I are on the committee. Kyle Lloyd. She's usually the one that gets a lot of these good ideas.
She's the brainiac.
She should make cookies for it.
Oh, there's going to be a great stand, Jim. Oh, okay. I mean, cookies, water, there's going to be great. Steph Carey, Angie DeBlock, and Catherine Rutherford. So we have a great committee, and we've been working hard. It's going to be great. You know, I really hope today people listening will just mark their calendars because our calendars all get so busy, so filled. And if you don't get it on way ahead of time, then you have other plans. So it's Saturday, October the 6th. Much closer, we'll be selling tickets. And it's just going to be a super fun night.
And again, the performances are 4 and 7 p.m. Now, do you know, is that going to be like the unofficial opening of the auditorium, or you don't know?
We really don't know at this time, but it very well could be. Yeah. It very well could be the first activity in the auditorium after the renovation.
All right, so anything before, I mean, we wanted to mention the acts. You've done that. The judges want to get it on the calendar. Again, October 6th, 4 to 7 p.m. Anything in ticket sales, you're soon going to start probably hearing about that maybe in September.
Definitely.
Anything else that needs to be mentioned at this time?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, if you already know that, oh boy, I'm not going to be here October 6th. I already know that. You can give a donation to any of the people on these teams, and then they could
bring it
that night. We want people who aren't there to feel like they can contribute to the auditorium project, because I know, again, a lot of people that are listening to this have had kids go through that have been in band, that have been in choir, that have been in musicals, that have been in plays. They want to support this. So if you're not there, you could give some money to any of us committee members. We're not, though, making it where, gee, people, you got to go out and raise all this money. That is not true. It's mostly that evening. But people certainly could still donate ahead of time or even after, probably.
All right. Well, October the 6th. Again, shows at 4 and 7 p.m., Mercer County Sing-Off, with the proceeds benefiting the Mercer County High School Auditorium.
Yeah, and, you know, we didn't really describe what the Sing-Off even is.
Yeah, explain what goes on.
Yeah, we started talking. That the Sing-Off is basically an a cappella competition.
Which means Music for Dummies is no instruments, right?
Well, it depends on how creative you get.
Okay.
We sort of expanded, you know, a lot of people, when they think a cappella, they think like no accompaniment or anything. We're going to have a piano on the stage, people could have guitars, ukuleles, you could pound on a drum, you could hit a bucket, you could play the spoons, whatever. But you cannot plug anything in. And there can be no recorded music. It's not karaoke. It's not background tape, anything mm-hmm. like that. So the singing will be a cappella in that regard, that okay. nothing will be plugged in.
And then is it? Do they have a maximum time?
Yeah, it's like up to 4 minutes. It's going to be, I am so excited. These groups, I mean, I'm talking, these people can sing. And it's going to be not only just standing there
well,
singing.
Well, the judges will be the judge of that.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
Remember who the judges are. You can start bribing them now. No.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be great. Really, really great. I hope people can come out for it.
I think there'll be a lot of people showing up for that. So awesome. And again, look for tickets to go on sale. I know there'll be information disseminated as we go along, and I'm sure late August and September. So,
right.
All right. Anything else? That it?
I don't think so. Just mark your calendars for October 6th.
Oh, are you selling the shirts, or how do you get those?
We are.
I mooched one, and they gave me one. So that's
yes.
typical poor radio guy here, but
everyone else.
Yeah.
We have these, like, safety green, they're called, yeah. type T-shirts, and they have sing-off information on there with the date. And anybody that would like to purchase one, they most certainly can. Just ask any of us committee members, and they're $15 each. And we would be happy to sell them a T-shirt, and then they can help us advertise. That's
right.
what it's all about.
Well, great job, and it's nice to see you. I like to see some different people step up sometimes, but it's they turn to the old pros, I guess, or young pros, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
All right, October 6th, it's going to be a fun time, the Mercer County Sing-Off. And another thing to celebrate and be proud of, that Mercer County High School Auditorium getting the complete makeover as we speak, and proceeds from this event will help with that. You're listening to Focus on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.